FBI criminal investigation. It focuses on events leading up to the catastrophe. The body of a fourth construction worker has been recovered at the scene. Two others still missing. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 79 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Our government has engorged itself on borrowed money. Now we are over $30 trillion in debt. If this bubble finally implodes, many Americans would be left penniless and heartbroken. For example, what happens if state and federal pension funds go broke, or 401ks and IRAs get cut in half due to hyperinflation? Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, news analyst, best-selling author, and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. People who understand something big is coming. Now's the time to prepare with a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Precious metals are among the most proven hedges you can make. And they're even better inside a tax advantage account. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached, so just text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you are blessed with continued prosperity.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
I'm Johnny Adams, your Alabama personal injury attorney with the Johnny Adams Law Firm. Stay weather alert all day long with the Rich Thomas Weather Network.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Another warm, dry day today. More like late May than mid-April. Today's high temperature in the middle 80s again. Limited sunshine with the sun filtering through some high clouds. Cloudy, mild tonight. Overnight low 66. Tomorrow, most of us should stay dry with a weakening front approaching. High 82, mostly cloudy skies. Then a little warmer, 86 on Thursday with the sun and cloud mix. Widely scattered showers holding off till Friday and Saturday. A better chance on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
1819 News.
U.S. Senator Katie Britt is speaking out as a lawyer about the current trial that got underway this past Monday in New York City against Donald Trump. This case is being led by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg and has to do with hush money that was paid to porn star Stormy Daniels. Britt spoke on Fox and Friends on why it's really all about getting Trump.
This is the left continuing to melt down over Donald Trump. They are obsessed. I mean, there is a reason both the federal prosecutors and state prosecutors said we are not going to move forward with this. And then you have Alvin Bragg enter into the arena and want to make a name for himself. People know that. People are sick of the two-tiered system of justice that we're seeing. And I think that the more the media can talk about this, which we're going to see them do, then the less they have to talk about what a disaster this country is under Joe Biden. They know people want Donald Trump back in the White House, and they absolutely cannot stand it.
I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grassroots Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
The victim of a shooting along Atlanta Highway in Montgomery is now reportedly paralyzed following those injuries. The victim has been identified as Amy Dix. Her family says she's paralyzed from the chest down, and they are asking for the public's help in locating the shooters. The shooting occurred at 1 p.m. last Friday. Police in Birmingham issue capital murder charges against the boyfriend of Nikita Davidson after the woman's body was found in the Powderly neighborhood. Davidson was first reported missing last week. Police arrested Cedric Robertson for the kidnapping of Davidson just hours after her body was found. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
I like what I like, and I do what I want.
If you'd like a chance to win a 2024 Land Rover Defender, you'll want to visit Wind Creek Wetumpka. Play and earn entries every day. Then be there Saturday, April 27th, starting at 5 p.m. to see if you drive off in the Land Rover or win thousands in cash and free play. Do what you want. Bring home a new Land Rover Defender. Visit Wind Creek Wetumpka to find out how and to find your winning moment. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Call Prune Masters, the professional pruners with over 30 years of experience, and that's all they do. To find out how you can get your hedges professionally pruned, call 220-2200 for a free estimate. Prune Masters, 220-2200.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway. Trustworthy Electric is celebrating 30 years of serving River Region families with prompt, professional, knowledgeable, and courteous service. Call today and see why your neighbors have trusted Trustworthy Electric for over 30 years. For service that's lightning fast, lightning good.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You're listening to Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. Starting off the second half of Alabama Unfiltered Radio, I am Scott Beeson. Amy Beth Shavers here. Allison Sinclair is somewhere.
She's having fun.
Yeah.
She's doing her thing.
You know, the patriarchy. You're moving into the patriarchy. You're like the Proverbs 31 or 30.
31.
31 woman. You're working.
Selling
stuff.
She was working.
Buying a piece of land.
Doing things.
Selling cakes. What else is the other thing the Proverbs 31 woman did?
She bought land and sold it. Mm-hmm. She made fancy gowns for her husband.
She was sewing.
Because he sat at the city gates. I don't know how to sew. She arose when it was dark.
She brought home the bacon and she fried it up in a
fried
pan.
It up.
That's
in
exactly
pan.
Right. She fried it up in what must have been an ancient Middle Eastern
clay pot.
A clay pot. Beyond our wonderful, beautiful. Well, that was probably the invention of what we have now.
Did they fry stuff in the old days? Did
I'm
they have to
pretty
deep,
sure they fry. Well, think they about they made the naan. They made that wonderful, delicious, pillowy flatbread.
Yeah, but they just that did I've that like on I'm a gonna, hot rock or something, didn't
well,
they?
Well, they also had these little, like, thin, I don't even know what you would call it, like a baking stone that they kept so that they could make bread.
So they had pizza stones.
They had the original pizza stones.
They had
stone,
pizza
Scott.
Stones and probably kind of like pizza ovens.
They did. They made them.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just...
But they didn't have a cast iron stove. I mean, a cast iron skillet.
Well, Scott, I would like to suggest to you that they had cast iron that weren't the pioneer woman's cast iron. They were the originators of the cast iron, I suggest to you.
When the Iron Age came.
Exactly.
Before that, they had copper.
Exactly.
Can you fry chicken in copper? Did they fry chicken?
I think only after
that probably
Acts.
Yes.
When the Lord set all the food free.
Was okay.
Yeah.
Because that's when civilization started. It wasn't farming.
No.
It was when you had fried chicken.
It was only then, and all God's people said,
Amen. Absolutely.
Okay, what? Scott, you're pretty exercised, and we teased this in the last hour. Mm-hmm. People may or may not be paying attention to the trial that's going on in New York. Apparently the least of the four trials in significance, but it's turned into something quite significant because you have a judge who's taken two, as Jonathan Turley's explained, two dead charges. Dead. Mm-hmm. And made them come to life.
Judge Juan Merchan.
Whose daughter is a Democratic political operative,
yes.
BTW. And he has had the audacity, and this is perhaps what cranked you up, is that he told him, you cannot go to your son's high school graduation. If you do, you will be arrested. Mm-hmm.
Here's the interesting part. So this is the hush money trial. of the Stormy Daniels hush money trial.
The one who was his little fixer. What was his name? Cohen?
Yes.
He was sleeping with her.
Mm-hmm.
Not Trump. Cohen.
Cohen was.
Okay, I just wanted to set the stage.
And she wrote a letter saying that none of it was true or
right. No worries.
But the trial is saying that, well, he gave her money, and which is not illegal. But I think they're trying to say, well, he gave her money and didn't write it. Is there a box for, you know, hush money? I don't know. I don't know all the ins and outs of business tax law and all this kind of stuff. But Judge Merchan, which I also think there's a chance, isn't he... He's clearly a left-leaning judge, no doubt about it.
Oh, yes.
And I can't remember who appointed him or if he's a New York judge. I think he's a state judge. But here's what's funny. Donald Trump, think of the history of Donald Trump. Donald Trump goes out and says something. It's taken out of context. The mainstream media has no desire to tell anybody the rest of the story. What was the most recent one? He said something, just a few weeks ago. What was it, Sky? Just a few weeks ago, just a couple weeks ago, he said something that got the left just exercised. I mean, they were just out of their minds. He was advocating violence, or
he did. Yeah.
What was it? I can't remember what it was.
I do remember. Let me look it up. Our crack team staff is going to look that up.
So what they do is they run out with Donald Trump said. Okay, here it is. I'll give you. This is not the story, but this is how it works. So somebody asked Donald Trump, and we'll just say I'm making up this story. Hey, what do you do if the bridge is on fire and you're stuck in the middle and you can't get off? And Donald Trump says, hey, look, if the bridge is on fire and you can't get off, you better just jump off that bridge right into the icy cold waters. And what they will do is they will take off just the end part and say, Donald Trump told the person that they should jump off a bridge into the icy cold waters because he hates them. He hates their guts. He hates everyone. He's terrible. He's not fit to be president. And people like us have to come to you on the radio and say, no, the rest of the story, here's the whole quote. This goes all the way back to the Charlottesville stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the whole quote. The bridge is on fire. You can't get off. Your only choice is to jump into the icy waters. And so we spend days trying to tell the American public the rest of it, right?
Right.
So this judge says what he says about Trump wanting to go to graduation. And lo and behold, I know you will be shocked. Even the Huffington Post, Lee Moran, wants us to know. Here's the headline. Donald Trump flips out over Barron's graduation ban. Here's what the judge really said. Well, Lee, I appreciate you, brother or sister, whichever one you are and whichever pronoun you may choose to use, Lee. Mm-hmm. I do not know. But I appreciate the fact that the left over at the Huffington Post wants us to know the rest of the story. It is not so cut and dry, but it is that cut and dry, Lee. Here it is. Conservatives got into a tizzy on Monday after Donald Trump raged that it, quote, looks like Judge Juan Merchan, who is overseeing the former president's criminal hush money trial, will not, quote, not let me go to the high school graduation ceremony of son Barron Trump. Now, let's stop right there. Well, I'll give you one more sentence. But that's not what Merchan said, according to Lee. I want to give you a scenario for you. Allison, who is our other co-host, we'll just say that she has the opportunity to go out of town with her husband, maybe to Las Vegas. And she says, hey, Scott and Abs, I'm thinking about going out of town next week. You know, just want to let y'all know, is it okay? And Abs and I say, well, we'll just see how it's going.
I mean, that would not be taken well.
Now, if I tell y'all this story, all y'all in listening land, if I tell you that story that way, you're like, Who do you think you are? What do you think you're doing? Well, hey, look, you know what? You might get to go. You might not. We'll just see how it's going. We're not talking to our kids. You know what I'm saying? We're not talking to Max saying, hey, look, I think I want to go play pickleball tonight. Well, we'll just see how your room cleaning goes. We'll just see how all your chores go before we decide whether you can go. Because it implies a power. It implies a position. It implies, oh, I'm all that. You can go if I say you can. If I say next week you can go, you can go. That's what this judge said. Here's the rest of the thing from the Huffington Post. Merchan actually said it may be possible for Trump to attend the May 17th celebration, but he'd have to see how the trial develops. So understand that we have a former president that over half the people in this country want to be president again, who should have been president last time, but they stole it. Who they know that they are running through all these court cases trying to make sure he can't be president again. They are defending the deep state to the nth degree. And this little nitwit judge, oh, I may not be able to call him a nitwit because his name is Juan. You're a racist, Scott. You're a racist. No, if you're a nitwit, look, this is equal opportunity. You can be a white nitwit. You can be a black nitwit. You can be a Hispanic nitwit. You can be an Asian nitwit. You can be mixed nitwit. Nitwit is equal opportunity. Nitwit is true diversity, equity, and inclusion. Nitwit can just be anybody. You know what I'm saying? We're all in that. We can group. But this guy is literally saying to the president of the United States, former president, you can go if I say you can. This is the kind of thing that should make Americans lose their mind and realize we have reached the tipping point. We are to the point. Look, all these trials are lawfare. They are made up jokes intended to bleed Donald Trump dry of his money and to destroy him, and to destroy him personally and his family and anyone who is friends with him, anyone who supports him, and then most importantly, to keep him from being able to be president of the United States. That's what all these things are for. And Americans should have been outraged that this was happening already. And they should have envisioned, hey, look, if they can do it to them, they will do it to us. But surely, to goodness, telling someone, hey, I'll let you go to your son's graduation ceremony if I want to. That should be personal enough. Maybe we all don't understand the whole lawfare thing. I think Americans don't. I think Americans are still like, well, you know, there must be something.
Yes.
You got all these charges, one of them, he must have done one of them. But saying, hey, look, you will be here and you will not go to graduation unless I tell you you can. That should be the waking up point for Americans. We can understand. Imagine any of you out there that I said, you know, you can't go to graduation. You got to listen to the show, which is not necessarily a bad thing. But, or if I was a little local judge, oh no, Scott, the judge is. Let me ask you a question. Here's the question. Because this judge, Juan Merchan, acts like this has to happen today. Let me ask you the $64,000 question. And with Biden inflation, that's probably $107,000 question. If little nitwit Juan Merchan, the judge, if his son or daughter was graduating, you think they would have trial that day?
No.
You get what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because this trial is not the end-all be-all. He'll put it off for whatever. A couple of the attorneys on the other side say, hey, look, I'm sorry, we got a golf game. Oh, we'll put it off. I don't know. We're confused. We'll put it off. But oh, no, the president needs to go to his youngest child's graduation. We're not talking about me and you. It would be tacky enough if it was me and you. No, he will let Donald Trump go if he sees fit, if things are going well. And then you get these yahoos over at the Huffington Post making sure that we know, oh, no, he didn't say you can't go. He said he might let you go. Oh, well, thank you so much, Judge. This kind of stuff maybe some of y'all understand where I lean towards semi-jokingly. Maybe dueling should come back. Because I'm telling, look, I know it's a hard thing for people to understand. I know it, because we live in a very civilized society. But what our civilized society has done has allowed evil, mean, self-aggrandizing people to hide behind our civility as they punish others, as they poke and prod and force me and you and others to do this and do that. And when you say, you know what? You're about to get your butt whooped. And they're like, oh, that'll be an assault and you will go to jail. So they can do anything to you. I would rather you beat me up, knock me out cold, than make me have to go to your little courtroom day after day after day. But see, I don't have any repercussion against little judgy judge or little lawyer boy, do I? Because we're all civil. This is getting beyond civil. Maybe people are understanding it, what's going on. Because when he talks to Donald Trump, he's talking to me and you as well. You can go if I say you can. But if I've got something to do, we'll be putting this off.
Hey, it'd be more fun if he said, you can go if I say you can, boy.
We'll be back.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Everyone that eats three meals a day is participating in agriculture, whether they know it or not. I'm Chef Morris, and I've been farming all my life. Caroline Dobson cares about farmers like us. We need somebody in Washington that understands us and understands what's happening and why it's happening. Caroline Dobson is the best candidate in this race. Caroline's tough. She's a fighter. The Biden administration is not about rural America. The labor costs and fuel costs are just strangling small business. Joe Biden is out of touch. The farmer didn't vote for him, and he doesn't care about him. We need people like Caroline in Washington, D.C. to give people confidence to move forward. Caroline Dobson is a fifth-generation farmer. She's got grit, she's got country values, and she's got what it takes. Nobody's going to dig their heels in and fight for us like Caroline Dobson.
On April 16th, vote for Farm Back Endorse Caroline Dobson for Congress.
I'm Caroline Dobson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dobson for Congress.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health.
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
This is James Jones with Jones Drugs. We've got locations in Prattville, Millbrook, Greenville, and Montgomery, and soon to be Phenix City. My dad told me once if I wanted the whole world to know anything, to tell my aunt. Well, I don't have my aunt here, but I've got the next best thing, Blue Water Broadcasting. They have helped us grow the Jones Drug family in this area for over 10 years. Thank you, Blue Water.
Did you know that radio is the number one reach platform in all of media? It's true. Call us to find out how to put radio's number one reach to work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Back in the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. So Donald Trump, I guess we'll find out. I personally tell the president, look, go to your son's graduation. If Judge Merchant wants to arrest you, let him arrest you.
The delightful thing about arrogant people is that they're so drowned and sucked into it that they don't recognize that their actions are just making people, especially status Republicans who worshipped at the altar of Nikki Haley, slide into the Trump category. Because even they go, I think that's a little heavy-handed.
Yeah, I think people should really put themselves in the same position and say, really, you're not going to let me go to graduation?
I mean, because that touches people's hearts who would normally think Trump is so mean and he's orange and he incites violence. Yeah. And they, like, listen to the mainstream media. Mm-hmm. Like, when a Republican tells me they listen to the MSN, I'm like, ugh.
Right. I'm like, how do you tolerate it?
Yeah, like, how do you... Oh, well, I just want to see what the other side... That's not even the other side.
Right.
It's like Marxist news are us. Just pick your channel.
Right.
But I think that's ironic that they don't, this judge and his little daughter who are political operatives don't realize what they're doing. And that's the part that delights me because you watch people in the throes of anger and we learn how not to be angry, right?
Mm-hmm.
This guy, though, is just shoving people over into that category.
And I think people, don't misunderstand me, there are a lot of good judges. This is my
agreed.
Political waiver.
Agreed.
But also, we are all human beings, okay? And was it Lord Acton said that power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely? Being a judge takes a special kind of person because you do have tremendous power.
Mm.
And it can be abused, and you can easily get into that, I be the judge and you shut up. Thing. I get it. And you deal with a lot of very difficult people, difficult situations. I get that. The whole thing. But it's very easy to become drunk on that power where you're like, no, everybody else will sit down and shut up because I be the judge. That is not the right position to take. And that's some of this happens. Some of it is also the gleefulness that people on the left, especially people on the left with power, I mean, this guy's probably a rock star. Can you imagine at their little leftist dinner party, their little wine and cheese party, their little spirit cooking party?
They probably just like, carry him in the front door, like pass
like,
him through.
Did you hear what he told Donald Trump? He told him he can't even carry anybody. He might let him go.
Cheers.
And you're so, because you're the judge. You can do that. Yeah, I know. I'm the judge. I mean, I'm just telling y'all.
It's what they do.
Yeah, I know. That's what people do. That's what, you know, it's It's human nature. So our folks should quit saying, well, that's just the judicial process. None of this is the judicial process. Mm-mm. None of this is looking for justice. None of this is looking for righteousness. This is all one big game, especially this one. Of all the ones, this is the worst. And so since they're playing a big game, don't give these people an out of, well, they're just doing what you do when you have to go to court. Don't give them that. This shouldn't be in court.
It shouldn't be in court. And for the people who are in the I don't know crowd, and you are a Christ follower, consider that the Bible says God abhors differing weights and measures.
Yes.
Fairness is what we're after because that's what pleases God. So I'm just throwing that out there.
There's a bunch of instruction
there's
to judges.
There's so many things that we can do that if you're having a hard time, just look at how it's been weighted against him. That alone, as a believer, should give you pause. Alone. Because the other side of it is that we're watching our Republican House members who've just voted for FISA, just voted to spy on us, and they did this, what, on Monday? And so we're looking at this judge in New York and the other three cases. We're looking at people we sent to represent us. We know that as Alabamians, we have four people, four losers, who voted, 117 total, who voted to spy on Americans. And we're all looking at Trump, knowing he is not God, knowing he can't save us. Mm-hmm. They have no idea that we're looking at Trump now going, we're all Donald Trump today. Mm-hmm. Because we see it and the unfairness is squeezing us all right down that path. And recognize Republican FISA voters. Mm-hmm. Recognize that, Mr. Judgy Judge with the other three judges. Mm-hmm. Please understand what you're doing. Mm-hmm. But you're so arrogant, I don't even think you realize. You love being the belle of the ball, the popular, mm-hmm. and we're all going, we see the unfairness. We feel it because we're living everyday life, mm-hmm. along with the inflation, along with how everything is so expensive. You can't do anything anymore. Mm-hmm. And we're looking at Trump going, we're for you because we want out of this.
Right.
And that's... I mean, I'm not happy with the way things are going right now, but as a woman looking at this circumstance, mm-hmm. doing the grocery shopping, doing all the things, I'm going, all right, guys, keep it up. It's like a mom with her kids. Keep it up. Or a teacher with her classroom. Mm-hmm. All right, y'all, keep it up.
Mm-hmm. Keep it up. Keep messing around.
Keep doing it.
What's the phrase? There's a popular phrase about something about keep messing around and you'll find out.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
This is, I get more and more weary of the... Oh, how can Christians be for Donald Trump?
Oh, God.
I don't think Donald Trump is perfect. You know what I'm saying?
He gets on my nerves.
I don't think he's Jesus. And does he say things that make me go, ugh? Yes, he does. But y'all on the left and the swamp have given us no choice. And the establishment gives us no choice. If you're going to leave it between Trump and Biden... And all these other people, is Trump versus all of the swamp? I'm on the side of the guy that's against the swamp. I'm on the side of the guy that the swamp is terrified of. I'm on the side of the guy that the leftists hate and despise. He's my guy.
He is my guy. And look, on the life issue, he's terrible. I was listening to a podcast yesterday between Republicans and Democrats right now. There is very little difference. And so we get back down to what you and I have talked about before is you get down to the principle and the policies of each candidate and which candidate is going to lead to the least amount of evil. Mm-hmm. Now, Trump is wrong, and I think it is wrong to equivocate on the issue of life. Mm-hmm. But I'm Trump versus all y'all is my T-shirt right now.
Right. I agree completely. Hey, Joe wants to weigh in on it. We'll definitely get to Joe right after this break. We got a lot of stuff to do. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back.
Climbing the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more than the law.
there. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, from the moment we pick up the phone, you will hear the difference. We are passionate about what we do. To us, you're not just another applicant. When you call on us, you are trusting that we have your best interest at heart, and we do. We treat our customers like family, and that's why our customers turn into family, coming back to us time and time again. We know you have many options when it comes to mortgage financing, and we appreciate the opportunity to earn your business. We are excited to hear from you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our passion is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan, call Alabama Home Mortgage, because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The Harrier 2 offers the finest entertainment in Montgomery with cruises on the Alabama River each weekend. Start your weekend with the Friday night family dinner cruise. Enjoy a delicious meal with dessert and cocktails as you dance to the live entertainment. Saturday, take in the scenic sunset cruise with stunning views and more entertainment. End your weekend with the blues cruise Sunday evening. Relax and listen to the sounds of local jazz artists as you sip on craft cocktails. Book your cruise on the Harrier 2 today at funinmontgomery.com.
Looking for surplus or even new steel products? Look no further. At Southern Steel, they are your premier steel dealer to help you save big without compromising on quality. Come browse their vast inventory. From sturdy beams, pipe, and steel plates, Southern Steel has it all. Don't miss out on this opportunity to supercharge your projects while saving money. Visit Southern Steel today at 1295 North McDonough Street or on Facebook or call 240-2223. See you soon.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Another warm, dry day today. More like late May than mid-April. Today's high temperature in the middle 80s again. Limited sunshine with the sun filtering through some high clouds. Cloudy, mild tonight. Overnight low 66. Tomorrow, most of us should stay dry with a weakening front approaching. High 82, mostly cloudy skies. Then a little warmer, 86 on Thursday with the sun and cloud mix. Widely scattered showers holding off till Friday and Saturday. A better chance on Sunday. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mm-hmm.
your fire.
Welcome back in the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Don't forget our friends over at 1819news.com. They are your citizen-supported truth teller, shining the light on what's going on in the state of Alabama. Consider supporting the work they do. But even if you don't do that, go check out 1819news.com. Find out what's happening in the state of Alabama. We've got an Alabama news section coming up. Looks like there is a legislative effort afoot to raise the sales tax on the things that you order off the internet.
Boy, oh boy.
Yeah, the big cities are struggling.
Are they?
Yeah. It's not because anything they do. It's not because people don't want to go into them. it's that the retail establishments aren't doing as well, and therefore they need to raise some taxes to make sure they're whole. Because the goal of the government is to make sure the government is whole. That's one of the founding principles.
Is it?
Well, that's what I was taught in public school, that the government comes first.
Huh.
Your liberties, that whole protecting your liberties thing.
Yeah.
Mumbo jumbo by a bunch of Christian nationalists.
Oh, you know what? That makes sense now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, okay.
Needs to be expunged.
You know what?
It was basically colonialism because, the Native Americans, believed in government first.
You know, Scott, I wonder if before we have this discussion of raising taxes, that if they worked out mathematically the percentage that we're supposed to increase paying, what is it, like
1.37 something.
And it's recalculated every couple of years. Mm-hmm. I wonder if they could just go ahead and calculate it out for the people who are voting yes. And then they can go ahead and pay it.
And let them pay it.
And let them lead the way. And so that I know that they're sincere about protecting my liberties or some other kind of mumbo jumbo. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, I was wondering if maybe the whole get rid of the grocery tax thing that we, woohoo, we're awesome, look at us.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything's amazing. Did they not think, maybe we shouldn't do this? Was that all pretend? So they can come back later and make it up this time?
It was pretend. It's my favorite word. It means magic. It means sleight of hand, legerdemain.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's your new favorite
word. It's a great word. I learned it many years ago.
Legerdemain.
Chris, I don't know. He was the one that spoke French. But I found that word and I thought, this is exactly. Mm-hmm. You need a fancy word for what they're doing, which really means they're... I can't say that word. Trying to find another word. They're doing us wrong. Mm-hmm. They're screwing us over. Sleight of hand.
Maybe it won't happen. But
they're even considering it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's just
I'm sorry.
That's just
they're
them
even
Democrats.
Considering it. I don't mean to be.
Hey, let me ask a real
too
quick
feminine
question.
About that. I'm sorry.
Let me ask this question: in 2024, with a Republican supermajority, here's the test for y'all. And I'm coming, Joe. I'm coming quick. Here's the test. When I say that there's a legislative move, that means some legislators are for this. In 2024, wouldn't you think with a Republican supermajority, you would hear that story and go, who cares? That's not happening. Mm. That should be the answer. Mm. I promise you, when your humble host was the rules chairman and something like that came out, the old guys at the old newspapers would have said, that's not happening, because that's some beep, beep, beep. Scott Beeson will kill that beep, beep bill. But in 2024, you're not 100% sure, are you?
No.
All of us who run around, Republican, we're not 100% sure. Deep in our souls, we know that anything that's rolled out there, when it comes to taxes, bigger government, regulation, that our Republican supermajority, there is a chance. I mean, tell me there's a chance. There's a chance. There is a chance. And y'all know it. Don't they know it?
Of course they do. They wouldn't do it if they didn't.
So we got to be like, no, absolutely not. And they may crush this. They may absolutely do it. But I'm telling you, the litmus test, what we should note from this situation is they may kill it off. It may have no chance. But in the back of our minds, we know that this group of Republicans might just do it. Mm. Aren't they the gas tax Republicans?
Ooh.
All hands on deck. We'll crush you. You'll never be. They are.
Yeah, they are.
So there is a chance So that's what we should. That's why we should be mad. We have a Republican supermajority in a very, very red state. But let's go to Joe. I'm off topic. Joe is on topic. Joe, welcome to the program. Thank you for holding, and I hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday.
It's a good one. Morning to y'all.
Thank you.
This President Trump's trial and this biased judge and this politicized justice,
yes,
it bothers me a lot because it does. It threatens what we have as citizens because it could come down to us, and it will. I'm sure it will. You know, it, anyway. But
Joe, look at the rest of the world where they have these hate speech laws, and you better say what the government approves or you're going to jail. All that stuff is on its way here. They want it now. So all of us who think they're just getting Donald Trump are going to wake up one day and realize me and you are disagreeing with the government or with the leftists is going to put us in the same kind of jeopardy. You're absolutely right. We just don't realize how close it is.
But what really twists my mind up about this thing, and just twists it up to just it wants to break, is where are the Supreme Court justices? Where are they in regulating this abuse?
They are doing the whole let's wait and see and let the question come to us. And they're running the risk of fouling some things up. Like, instead of just batting some of these things down and saying, look, you are totally out of line, they're trying to play the civil card again. And great example, the question about whether or not the states could keep Donald Trump off the ballots. Instead of just going, you can't do that, they told them how they could. And the way to do it is to get the House and the Senate to vote and say he can't. Well, then when you notice that we're already not in charge of the Senate, and all these Republicans keep quitting. I got to go home. It's too hard. I got to go home. I know I ran. I'm going to fight for you, but I need to go home. There's a very good chance we're going to give the House back to the Democrats, and they'll be able to pass that legislation almost instantaneously. I don't know that they will, but lo and behold, they will have done what the court said. And just don't have a bunch of faith in the Supreme Court. If our hopes are in them, remember that they are influential, politically connected lawyers. That's how you get on the federal bench.
We have a third branch of our government deserting us too.
Now, who is that? Oh, you mean the judiciary? Yeah. Well, I mean, the judiciary put us in some of this mess, Joe, because they didn't have the cojones to say, Pennsylvania, yeah, Georgia, yeah, Arizona, y'all can't cheat in a federal election and give us Joe Biden.
And who's left that's not, that hadn't deserted us already? We're left around.
We're kind of out there, yeah. We're kind of out there, and we're hoping it all works out civilly. We are, and we hope for the best, and we hope for peace and all that kind of stuff. But we have been, they've done their work while we minded our own business.
Are the yes, people. Sir. And they better yes, stand up or they won't be able to stand.
I agree. Mm. Joe, thank you, buddy.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, no, I'm glad you spoke your mind. He's right. I mean, what are we left with?
Yeah. It's a hopeless
thing. I mean, think about what they did. One quick thing about the U.S. Supreme Court. Antonin Scalia said one time that appointments to the U.S. Supreme Court should be the most boring, mundane, no one should care. Mm. And the reason they shouldn't care is because one court justice goes off and another person who just looks at the Constitution, whether they like it or not, and rules based on it, replaces them.
Mm-hmm.
But no, we have activists. We have people with their worldview.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the court's in a mess. We got to take a break. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River Region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the five P's. Prepare the home. Fresh coat of paint inside and out. and complete any repairs needed. Professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
David Little Tucker Pecan. Here's, I don't think David's here. I think Foster's here.
Yes, it's Foster Grump. I am here. David, he's out moving stuff for the new location, which is located at 135 Mulberry Street, which is absolutely wonderful. And, you know, David has been working really hard trying to get everything moved and have all their candies and all their things they sell over at Tucker Pecan. They're going to have them over there on Mulberry Street. They might even surprise you. They're talking about having maybe some casseroles and some chicken salad, pimento and cheese, all kinds of things. They're working on all kinds of wonderful new things. You know, they'd make Jenny jump up, scream, and holler. So that's what we're doing at Tucker Pecan. So, you know, you call the same number, 262-4470, and you can get them at Tucker Pecan, or you can email them at sales@tuckerpecan.com.
Be sure and visit the new location of Tucker Pecan on Mulberry. Just look for the sign, Things Are Coming Together. Tucker Pecan, new location on Mulberry near Carter Hill.
Have you ever noticed how many car dealers start their commercials with,
"It's the best sale of the year. Push, pull, or drag your old vehicle in. No offer will be refused."
At Larry Puckett Chevrolet, they don't make outrageous claims and have all of that fast talk at the end of their commercials. They just offer great deals month in and month out. New cars and trucks are arriving daily. Plus, Larry Puckett has a great selection of pre-owned cars and trucks, all makes and models. If you're getting a refund from Uncle Sam, it could be your down payment. If you have an extra vehicle that you want to sell, bring it in for an instant cash offer. They're paying top dollar to keep their lot full. Remember, LP just doesn't stand for Larry Puckett. It stands for lowest prices in the River Region. Come to the dealer that lets the customers do the talking. Larry Puckett Chevrolet on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. Or look them up online at LarryPuckett.com.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Don't trust your home's electrical safety to just anyone. Trustworthy Electric is celebrating 30 years as your trusted choice to handle every electrical problem safely, affordably, and quickly. Trustworthy Electric, 30 years of service that's lightning fast, lightning good.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back in the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm Scott Beeson. We appreciate you listening. Don't forget the number, 1-800-289-9228. We got an interesting story coming up on the other side after the break. Has to do with... Okay. Strippers.
All right. Here we go.
At a Christian conference.
Okay.
Well, at least... Yeah. And sword swallowing... And poles.
What?
Yep. You heard. I got all the different words. The search terms are correct. We'll have that at the top of the hour. But right now, P. Eisen Ivy from the executive branch offices and sometimes the mansion is calling in. P. Eisen, welcome to the program. I hope you are well, and I hope the governor is well, too.
Well, thank you for taking my update. Your quid pro quo the other day worked, and I'm in New York outside the Trump trial here. I get to be I'm the head of a program that they started yesterday. It's called Stop Fat Lies. I am the sole torchbearer operative pausing fossilizing trials levied by ignoramuses to entrap sovereignty. And I get to pick who I think's going to be a Democrat or Republican jurist when they come in. I get to make faces behind Alvin Bragg. And they have made my position. Do not say this acronym out loud, whatever you do. I am called the assistant spokesperson spouting statements to wimpy, ignorant persons to enrage the elites. Do not say that out loud.
Now, enrage.
Now, here we go. A lot of S's in that. and here we go. I also, I had Katie Britt already. She gave a statement that I prepared and had her acting for to coincide with me working over here to help out. And it was all over the world a few minutes ago. It had her same type of pausing and near tears for Trump. I just hope everyone appreciates all the work I'm doing, and I want to thank y'all for the quick pro quo that got me up here at the trial to help Trump out. Have a nice day.
Thank you, P. Eisen. I'm telling you, the statement that you wrote for Senator Katy Brick was amazing, because we have heard it. It is making the rounds, and she's clearly distraught about the man that endorsed her for the U.S. Senate facing these trials and tribulations as a mom.
I mean, just because Allison's not here, I have to say that was really great.
That was the best I could do.
That was fantastic, Scott. And
so, yeah. What was that acronym again?
I don't think we could say it out loud.
Well, at least he warned us.
I mean, he did warn us, and I'm thankful for it.
Was the second word twerker?
Well, I just, at the point where I started writing, I was like, I think I'm going to... I'm going to let this go.
Twer, and then I was like, okay. All right.
I don't know how P. Eisen does it, but I'm just so thankful.
Yeah. He or she is very talented.
I mean,
we'll get to meet them one day.
I wonder, man.
But they're so busy helping.
They really are busy.
What the governor's doing, what the senator's doing, just running that whole network of power here in the state of Alabama.
I mean, you wonder if some of the calls have to be made from under the staircase, in between meetings. I just wonder how that all goes down.
Out,
secret passageway, and it pretends like we used to do when we were in high school. That. Oh, I wasn't on the phone, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
That kind of situation.
I bet he knows where all the little secret doors and tunnels are in the mansion. And he just pops out into this room and then goes away and then pops out again. And they're like, is that a real person or is that a spirit?
Right.
George Wallace's spirit.
I bet it was George's spirit.
Just popping around.
Man.
That is scary stuff. It's kind of scary over there.
I think... Well, I
sounded more like the hyenas on. Say it again, Mufasa. Sorry, that's for the people who watch Disney movies. Let's go to Bill. We only have a minute. Let's hold Bill off. Bill, we need to hold you off. Even though the break is long, it pays the bills so that we can make the astronomical sums of money that we do here. And that's, it's a good reason to wait. So every second you're thinking, just think about the dollars that are piling into this bucket I have beside my chair in the Palatial Studios. We got to take a break. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back.